Okay, at the end of Shia yesterday, we talked a little about Shara Muid. I'd like to try to finish Daf Chav Ches rather quickly to get to the Shita of the Rabbanon. But in the meantime, last year we phrased the Kler regarding Shara Hamuid, the two ways to learn, that it's a Kler whether it's a Simin or a Siba. That was the expression that we used. That means when a Shara kicks three times, do we say that when it kicks three times, it's a Simin, that it was a Nakhin from the very beginning? We didn't know it. It kicked Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So now we realize that, what do you know? Sunday, we didn't know, but it was an Akhen. Now that it happened three times, we realize that originally it was an Akhen. You could learn that way. We call that it's a simon. Kicking three times is just megala to us. It's a simon to us to know that it's an Akhen. The second way to learn was that it's a Siba. Now, when an animal kicks three times, it's like we yesterday referred to it as an addiction. It gets addicted, it gets in the habit of kicking. And kicking three times creates, it makes, that this shara is an action. It's a siba, a reason to make it into a shara mu'ud. And if that's the case, then the first Sunday it wasn't an action. Monday it wasn't. When it kicks Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, on Tuesday, now it got into the nature of being a Nakhon. These are the two ways that we referred to it last year. I believe the Stipler in Bava Kamma, in Simon Chavtes, refers to it with the Lashon of Simon and Siva. The Rabbi Chanan that I mentioned yesterday, it means the same two things when he clears with a different Lashon. He clears, does a Mu'id become a Mu'id Lamafreya? Anything three times, does it happen to Mafreya? Or is it only Mekano Lahaba? What does that mean? That means if a woman sees Dam three times in a row on the 30th day, if you hold it's a Simin, that she's a Kavua. Okay, we said yesterday that Vestais is also, it's a Vestais Dereisa, it's an example, a woman who sees, becomes a Nida on the 30th day from the last time she became a Nida, and again the 30th day, and again the 30th day, three times is a Kavua. And she becomes a, like a Mu'id, except by, we call it a Vest Kavua. So the Klara, B'chanan's Klara was, is that Lamafreya, that she's a Kavua? From the first time when she saw in the month of Nisan, the month of Iyar, the month of Sivan, 30 days apart, do we say that the first month she was really a kavua? Or do we say no, she got into her body, developed a habit, and now she's a kavua from the third time? That kler, if it's lamafreya, or makana lahaba, is the same kler as calling it a simin or a siba. If you say three times is a simin, that's lamafreya. It's a simin that this Shar is a Mu'id, but the Shar was a Mu'id for the first time. It's a Simin, this woman is a Kavua, but she was a Kavua for the first time. If you use the expression Mekanu Lahaba, that the third time it becomes whatever's happening three times, so then from the third time and on, that's Mekanu Lahaba, that's called Siba, and there, so it's exactly the same idea, whether you use the expression Simin Siba, the Mafreya, Mekanu Lahaba. There are two ways to learn Shara Mu'id. Now, yesterday I mentioned to you from the Maram Rutenberg that it's clear the Maram Rutenberg learns that it's a Siva. Because the Maram Rutenberg compares a person who says the same Talumata Lavracha many times that he gets into the habit of saying it. So Maram Rutenberg compares that to Shara Mu'id, just like a Shara gets used to it in a number of times. Maram Rutenberg's nafkamina, it was that he says that just like a shar becomes a mu'id in 3 days, and if it kicks three times in one day, We have a svara. The Gemara says that richit niichaisav, if it's spread it over 3 days, you're a mu'at. Kiriv nigechasav lekoshke, 3 times in 1 day, certainly. So just like the Gemara says that by mu'at, huadin, by saying the same talamatar, you don't have to spread it over 30 days. You say it 90 times in 1 day, also. We all agree that the same talamatar, saying it 90 times, is a siba. It gets you into the habit. So that's a siba. So then, obviously, the Ram Rutenberg held that Shor HaMoed is also a siba. And we passed him like the Maram Rutenberg. There's Rabbeinu Peretz who argues with him. We passed him like the Maram Rutenberg. That means we name on the Yikr that Shor HaMoed is a siba. As I said yesterday, this seems to be a very solid raya. The Steinflicker is the raya. That Shor HaMoed is a siba. But getting back to our Gemara. What? I mean, like Brismila and all the other cases. So, L'chaira, let's say by Brismila. By Aleinu, 3 brothers die from a bris. Nobody in their right mind, I don't think, could come up with a hesber that it's a siba. If 3 brothers die from a Brismila, so the 4th brother, you don't do a bris. Why? It's there's only one way to understand that. In that case, no, there are two ways to understand. If 3 brothers die from a bris, it's a simin that this family has some type of a genetic abnormality that causes it to die from brisin. You don't say that the family got in the habit of dying from brisin. That doesn't make sense. You don't get addicted to dying from brisin. So by Bris Mila, we must say that 3 times is a simon. So it's a mafreya. From the first time, we didn't know it, but from the first time, this is the way it was. Rabbi Chanan brings another example. He says, if you saw the Rabbi Chanan, he says to look in the Mishnah Berurah, simon shin chaf aleph. So it's a mistake. I looked all over shin chaf aleph. I couldn't find it. Then I took out a different Kovetz Aris. Somebody had written in by pen, had corrected it. It's supposed to say Simon Shin Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Aleph. Mishnah Berurah there talks about going out on Shabbos with a Kameya. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that if the same person wrote 3 Kameyas in a row that worked, 3 in a row that worked. If you had in between ones that didn't work, it's the garnish. If you had 3 in a row that worked, so then you're allowed to wear such a kameya out on Shabbos, 4th or 5th, you could wear them. So Rabbi Chana means to say that it's the same thing. It's a simin that he's for real. There are plenty of people riding kameyas. There are plenty of people doing all kinds of icing. How do you know if it's real? If he does it 3 times in a row, that's a simon that it's real. Not a siba. He didn't get in the habit of doing maifsim. It's a simon that he's somebody who knows how to write kameyas. So Bachanan says that most cases of shas of 3 times are simanim ala mafreya. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, and Rabbi Chanan says it, the Cheskes Habatim also. What's the 3 times Cheskes Habatim? That if you're there 3 straight years, it's a simin, it was yours from the beginning. You don't get in the habit of being here. It's not that you're in the habit of being here for many years, so it becomes yours. That doesn't make sense. Cheskes Habatim is that it's a simin that it was yours originally. If you're here 3 years and no one makes a macha, it's a simin, it's yours. So it comes out that even though Shor HaMoed, the Maamar Rutenberg learns, is a Siba, most cases in Shas of 3 times are just a Simen. Most cases in Shas of things that are 3 times are a Simen. In Cain, we have here a very difficult problem. that our Gemara compares Cheskas Gimel Shad to Shar Amud. It's Medama, not only Medama, we're learning out one from the other. We're learning Cheskas Gimel Shad from Shar Amud. And according to the Maram Rittenberg, it doesn't stim, it doesn't match. Shar Amud is that it gets into the habit three times, and Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a simin that it's yours because of 3 years. So the comparison in the Gemara here is a major problem, and just doesn't seem to stim with the Maram Rittenberg. It's a kasha on the Maram Rittenberg. How do you explain if you have Shar Amud, the three times is a siva, it gets into habit? How do you explain the comparison to Gimel Shanim? Mm-hmm. So the problem is a problem. Reb Nachum says a teretz. I hope some of you looked at it, because I'm not sure. In Svara, it's written very bekitzer. Reb Nachum writes that by Shar Amud both are true. He's saying Sai it's a Siva and Sai it's a Sim. And since both are true, so you could learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim from the part of Shar Amud that's a sin. Now, I'm not sure what he means. He explains a little. Why doesn't he both are true by Shar Amud? Explain it. Shar Amud gets in the habit three times. That I understand. He says, and it got in the habit three times. Who says it's really in the habit? Maybe it's a coincidence. So for that, three times is a simin that it's really in the habit. Something like that. So I don't understand it. You know, I have a rule that if something makes sense without being complicated, if you say it's a siva, it makes sense. So if you want to add a second level of explanation to it, you have to have a problem. You have to have a problem with it. So you add more explanation. It makes sense. Shar Amud, it hits three times, it gets into the habit. That's how Maram Rittenberg learned. It makes sense. Yeah. So for Nachum, yeah, but there's a second part. Who needs a second part? What's wrong with it being a Siba?
I think what Nachum is saying that in a kind of two different types of Chazaka always means the same thing. Matter of fact, it's similar to the Siva Chazaka, by definition, comes out to be the same thing. Telling you that this is not an accident that happened, this is how it is.
So let's play that out. So if I tell you that an animal does something 3 days in a row, it gets into the habit. How does that connect to the fact that three times is a synonym or something, or is not a coincidence, however you want to phrase it?
Say that kind of more for fifth time, don't continue saying that it's going to be a coincidence.
So it's telling me that after three times it's not a coincidence. Why do I need that for? If I have a Kabbalah that three times it gets into the habit, So what you're saying is like this. We start with an understanding there's such a thing as getting into a habit. How do you know when someone gets a habit? So that, if we have the numbers, we have the sin in that three times is not a coincidence. See, but I don't see the connection. Lamarshal, if a person smokes three cigarettes, gets addicted, it's done that, right? The number is more than three. Or St. Talumata, you say the St. Talumata three times in a row, you get in the habit? No, it's more than three. So, things could be more than three times too, some things. So, Shar Amud was saying this three times. That's related to Chazaka. We're learning it from Dine Chazaka, then we should say if someone smokes three cigarettes, you get to the habit.
Category of Chazaka. Chazal could mean. It's not going to be a coincidence anymore. If a person's in a field, it might be a similar Mafreya, but it's not a coincidence anymore.
Okay, just tied together, not a coincidence, to getting into the habit. That's
the connection. You have to work out your way. If you'd be getting into the habit and then try to step from now on to the halakha, it's not a coincidence. Or it could be a mafreya also, like our case, that it's a simon. But the svar of halakha is the same, whichever way you look at the svar of halakha.
But from the Torah's parsha of Shaar HaMoed, how can I learn from there that three times is not a coincidence? That's why I don't. The Torah, I open up a chumash, I learned the parsha of Tam and Muad. So Nachum says that I can walk away from that with this knowledge that three times is not a coincidence. Right? That I didn't understand. What? So if I understand the Chumash, I'm learning Chumash, it says that it kicks three times, I understand that to be Siva. So now you're coming and telling me that what you just learned teaches you that three times is not a coincidence. So I don't understand that. By Shur, it's three times it gets in the habit. Maybe by St. Talamata it's 90 times. Maybe smoking a cigarette it's 20 times. Everything has its own number. Where do I see, if you learn Siba, how do I see three times is not a coincidence from the parasha of Shaar HaMoed? It's not, it's possible that it's the same, but it's not mukhraf that it's the same. There's no limit from there. See what I'm saying? It could work that way, I agree with you. And leave it from there. That's my.
It seems to be the fact that you say Simmons part of it, right? And what is the only fact that, let's say, boys three times, but never went to bed in between? It's purely Simmons.
If it goes three times, then really it's an option. But the owner is Potter because of Gezeres HaKosov, who had the bylaw. Really, it is an option. It's Gezeres HaKosov that he doesn't have to pay for that. Who had the bylaw?
At that point, he would have to sell it though?
It would have a chazakah, but it won't be mechayev the owner. Because it's, you're right, it's there's a custom. I wouldn't have to pay. If you don't want the owner, you don't have to pay.
But without him, I wouldn't have to increase my shmira. Because without him, if you say Siva, I wouldn't have to increase my shmira at all.
Right, it's three times. It became wild. Now I have to increase the shmira.
It's not. You don't say that it accepted that nature until actually it went through a process of three times officially.
But we don't know the simon from the third time. If there's a second time, it's only going to be a simon that kicks a third time, and we're assuming it won't kick a third time.
The fact that it kicks the third time outside Bezin won't establish that simon.
I mean, if it kicks the third time outside of Bezin, yeah, it will establish the simon. The only reason it will be part of from paying is because it's there as a cost of
whether
by
law.
Well, he's supposed to increase the shmirah, but he doesn't have to pay if he doesn't. Of course, it's not a good one. Okay, this is the difficulty here in the Gemara. I think the Stifler in Bava Kamma, he doesn't ask from this Gemara, but I think in Taras, Sinas Aleph Vav, I believe he does ask from the Gemara, and Rabbi Chan also in the Kavitzaris asked the Kasha, and be nice to have a good mishut. All right, let's see the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara now is going to ask three kashas. One here on the Yomid Aleph, two on the Yomid Beis. All three kashas will make more sense like the Ramban's pshat and be more difficult like Taisus. Let's just review for 2 minutes. The Lima from Shaar HaMoed, we had yesterday a Machlaikis Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, against the Ramban and the Ran, in how to explain the Limud from Shaar HaMoed. Taisvis said a svar. What was the svar of Taisvis? That three times there's a concept of Cheskes Shaskar. He's Chazaka, that'll be Shaisik, that'll never. If for 3 years he didn't say anything, then he's Becheskes Shaskar, he's Chazaka that he's going to be shaysik forever, and finished. That's the shast. So Mimela, the owner, doesn't have to worry about it, doesn't have to keep a shtar, and Mimela, there's no, the Marikama can't come in. That's Taisus. Taisus said the raya is from three shtikas, three being quiets, that's the shast. the Ramban learns? No. You don't touch in the Gemara, it fits better into the Lashna Gemara. He said, the Raya is not from three shtikas, from three being quiets. The Raya, the Chazak is from three achilas. He ate, someone else ate the peiros in the field for 3 years. Three times. Just like by Shara Muid, when it's three, it takes it out of the original Chazaka of Tam. And we no longer assume the original Chazaka, we go into a new Chazaka of Muid. The same thing here. 3 years takes it out of the original Chazaka of Murakama, where we assume that it stays the same, and it takes it into the new Chazaka of the new owner, who say 3 years, the Cheskas is. According to the Ramban, Cheskas means that status quo, if everything stays, if there are no rayas, we assume it stays this way. So three times takes it out of the old status quo. Till now it was Marikama. We have no rayas, we leave it by the Marikama. Now it's by the new person, so we leave it by the new person. So as I said, we're going to learn out three kashas in the Gemara. Each kasha fits, the Rambam makes the point of telling us that each of the three kashas fits better like him than it does like Taisus. First kasha, in fact the Gemara, Ima Shar HaMuid, 3 lines in the bottom, Ima Shar HaMuid, Anegicha Raviyas Loi Mechai, Hachadami Yachana Raviyas Loi Kamer B'Shusay. Who says after 3 years it goes to the new owner? Just like by Sharamu, after 3 years, you don't have to pay Nezik Shalom. Until the fourth Negicha, Sharamu, after three, you don't pay Nezik Shalom. You only pay after the fourth. So maybe here you should have to wait for the fourth year. That's the Gemara's cash. Zaktais, this cash is Milsubal Eitaimu. The question really doesn't make sense. What's the question? That after three times, you should pay Nezek Shalom already before the fourth kicking. That makes sense. Who are you going to pay? What are you going to pay for? You kick three times. Now, so Gemara is saying, why do you have to wait for the fourth time to pay? Pay before the fourth time. What do you mean pay before? It doesn't make sense. There's nothing to pay. So Taisus says, this cash is no sibilei taima. Now let me just tell you what Taisus means. Taisus doesn't mean that there was some Amora who didn't know what he was talking about, and we put his words in the Gemara. It means it's a rhetorical question. When the Gemara is asking, sometimes you talk to people, you ask a question as a way of explaining. So Taisus says there's no real Havamina. It's just a manner of explaining. It's explaining. Then you're going to say, Masha'am, what I'm going to say, I'm going to say, she'll say, okay, after. The Gemara explains it. But there's no real heaven. This is the way Taisus learns. Of course, we'd rather not learn that way. We'd rather have an explanation. But Taisus says, it's a playtime. The Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran learn very lumdish kasha. The way the Ritva explains, kasha is the following. After 3 years, it loses Chestus Marikam. That's what we're saying. We're learning from Sharamui. That after 3 years, it loses Cheskas Marikam. The Gemara is asking that in Achinami, after 3 years, it loses Cheskas Marikam. It's true. But why should it go into the Chazaka of this new person right away? Maybe just like Sharamui, you need the fourth Nikicha to pay Nezek Shalem. It should go into the Rishus of the fourth person only after the fourth year. And if they haven't been Torah between the third year and the third year just ended, so we should say the Marikama has no Chazaka. The new person doesn't have a Chazaka yet either. What do we do if nobody has any Chazaka? We say, call the Olam Gaba. It's Gemara later in the Perek. Call the Olam Gaba. Nobody has a Chazaka. Let them fight it out. Called Olam Gaba. That was the Gemara's kasha. Again, this Leiter Ramban pshat in the Gemara is that three times it goes out of Cheskas Marikama and into the Chazaka of the person who's here now. So the Makshin held that 1 minute. From Shara Muad you can learn that three times it goes out of the original Chazaka. That's good. But that it goes into a new Chazaka, who says, maybe you need a fourth time. This is how the Ramban learns the Gemara's Kasher. He says, Achi Hashna. The Gemara answers either way, the same. Teretz Hasa Mechinog HaShosh Negichis Hava Muad. No, really, after three Negichis, you're a full-fledged Muad. It's the Cheskas Muad. The Idach Kiloi Nogach Ma'il Shalom. Just there's nothing to pay. Okay, there's one thought I had on this. The Gemara is saying that after three times, it's really a mu'id, but there's no nafkamina until it kicks the fourth time. There is a nafkamina, according to the Rishonim we learned last year, that after three negichas, the owner has to do a better shmira. Right, the longest of mu'id, according to many Rishayim, is that the first three times it kicks, you don't have to do such a good shmira. Once it's a mu'id, if you have a normal animal, you let it walk in the street. A mu'id, you have to do a better shmira. When do you have to do the better shmira? After the fourth kicking? No. After the third. So why is the Gemara hung up here on when you pay? Why does the Gemara talk about the fact that the owner has to do a good shmira? And that's taki after the third time. 1 second after the third negicha, the owner already has to do a better shmira. So I don't follow the Gemara here. No. So I have this ha'ara. I learned Cheska Sabbatim in Shir twice. I learned it once by Rav Chazan, where I learned many years here in Tarvad Das. I mean, I'm come out my whole life in Tarvad Das. 1 year, I went to Rav Shmuel Grudny Shir. He gave Shir here in the mirror. And we learned Cheska Sabbatim. And he said something that year that maybe would explain. He asked, why does the Gemara Dafka learn Shor HaMu'id? Cheskas Gimel Sharim Dafka from Shor HaMu'id. There are a lot of Chazakas in Shas. There's Bris Milah and Vesta Venisha three times. Yeah, many. Why does the Gemara Dafka choose this one? So the way what he explained was that we don't learn moment from Issah. We learn mamon from mamon. Because by mamon, ein halacha b'mamon achar harayv. I mean that as a marshal, I don't need to apply it here, but there are rules in mamon that are different than isser. By isser, you do go basar raiv. By mamon, you don't go basar. We want a limud from a limud that's identical. So if we're learning here to give someone a field, we want to learn mamon from mamon. So you don't learn it from Hilchas Nida, you don't learn it from Hilchas Prismila, you don't learn it from Hilchas Kameya, you learn it from Mamun, from Mamun. That's how he explained the Gemara. So maybe that answers my kasha, why we're learning a dafka from the owner paying by Shor HaMu'id. I asked, why don't we learn it from the fact that the owner has to watch it? The owner has to watch it. There's a responsibility to watch it. Let's learn from his responsibility to watch it. Responsibility to watch it is still not paying. We want dafka, you want to take a filet of field from someone, from a Mari Kama, we want to learn it from something else that's mamun. A Shor HaMu'id, which goes out of one chazaka into another, it gets a new chazaka, ad kedei kach, to take away money. So that's why we want to learn it dafka from a case of taking away money. Maybe that would answer my kasha. I was surprised, I looked around, I didn't find anybody asked a kasha. Right, but maybe this is a talent. Okay, so that's Gemara's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Amud Beis. Elameyata, chazaka she'eini matayna tahavi chazaka. Elametanaka, chazaka she'eini matayna eina chazaka. It is a tough Gemara. What's the have a mina? Chazaka she'eini matayna should work. very hard to understand that all the Rishonim are bothered. What do you mean, Chazaka Sheni Mataina? If I have Cheskes Metaltalim, if I have your Metaltalim in my hand, and yes, we had you get it, and I say, I took it from you, that's a Chazaka Sheni Mataina, we take it away from you. Right? We say Cheskes Metaltalim is a very strong Chazaka, and you still take it away from me. So certainly Karka, must have, I mean, that Chazaka Sheni Mataina should be a good Chazaka, very, very difficult problem. Rashi says, "What's chazaka sheini mataina?" Amalai mata isa b'tek shali. He says, "What are you doing in my field?" Amalai, like amali adam dava meyaylam. I don't know. I just came here. No one ever said anything. Does that have a meaning? A person's going to get something like that. Very, very difficult. So again, the Ramban comes. And the Ramban says, "Like me, it's good. I'm learning that." 3 years makes Ois Marikama. If he's not a Marikama anymore, the person who's there now should win, but he says Chazaka Sheini Mataina means the person who's there now should win, even if he says, I don't want to talk to you. He's Shaisik. He says, I don't want to talk to you. You should win. Now he doesn't say like Rashi that's talking about that he just says, I came here and Lo Yamali Adam Dava Meyayla, that the Ramban is Maida. It doesn't make sense. If you're in someone's field for 100 years and you say, you still don't get the field. But it means that the person who's there now is shaisik. He says, I don't want to talk to you. Who are you? So after 3 years, that was the Ramban's chat. Ois Marikama. Tosfos again has a problem. Tosfos didn't learn like the Ramban. And that's why there's the top Tosfos. The Tosfos tries to explain. Let's see the Taisvis. Taisvis has two pshatim. Focus mostly on Taisvis' first pshat. Taisvis' second pshat is titled tomorrow later. Let's see Taisvis' pshat. Tema. Taisvis, here's what I'm asking. My socket, I took the maksha. If you want to look, maybe you're there. Kivin the leitah and midi. What's the habit mean if someone should get it? It'd be a zero time. Yeshloim edachi parach. Kivin the yalfas mishar amud. Since he was quiet for 3 years, he's never going to say anything. We should assume that he was Michael. He was Michael the field to him. Now, we never heard him say a mechila. But in 3 years, someone's in your field, you won't say anything. It's a raya that you were Michael, and the Neila, the new person should get the field. That's how Taisus learns Pshat Mechila's Kasha. Now, Baruch Ber in the Berakha Shmuel, Simichav Hei, Ois Dalit. He asks two kashas on Tosfos. And each one of the two kashas touches on Yusayid in Hilchis Mechila, how Mechila works. His first kasha is that if a person is not Meicha for 3 years, Tosfos says the Gemara held he's Meicha. But he asked, we have a rule in Shas, Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. We have a rule that Devarim Shebelev, something that you think about. If I think about giving you a matana, it's not a matana. Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. If I buy something for you and I have in mind a tanai, it's not a tanai. It's Devarim Shebelev. Sefrekt. That Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. Mechila Belev is nothing. So he answers that you're right. Mechila Belev is nothing. But something that's nicker, that everyone could realize, Devarim shebelev ubelev kol adam. Something that anybody could see. They see he didn't come 3 years. We assume it's a mechila. That's what the Gemara held in the kasha. He didn't come 3 years. We assume it's a mechila. That's belev kol adam. That's nicker. That is not Devarim shebelev. Something that people could see and understand. It's not Devarim shebelev. He doesn't bring this raya. I don't think he brings, but there's a raya from the Mishnah in Sivis. Mishnah says in Sivis that if a woman gets divorced and she's not teveya hapsuva for 25 years, chafei shanim, we assume that she's maizim. Why 25 years? I'm not sure. But if she's not teveya hapsuva for 25 years, so it's a mechila. She comes in the 26th year, you tell her you can't change your mind, you're a Michael already. So, it's Devarim Shebelev. It's a raya that Devarim Shebelev, a Blaiv Kaladam, that if it's Nikr, 25 years, you're not Tevaya, then that's a Mechil. The whole world, anybody sees. Well, even if people don't know, but it means if anybody observed this behavior, they'd see it as a Mechil. If someone saw such a behavior, they would understand it's a mechila. Now, how do we pass it? This is a shaila that could come up very easily. You lend someone money. Let's say you lend someone money in camp. Camp is over already. And you're thinking he'll never, he forgot about it. You're mechil. Let's say you're mechil. And then, surprise, he comes and he sends you a check in the mail. Do you have to give it back to him because you are Michael? You are Michael Belave. Well, Baruch Ber is assuming that you don't have to, that the person, Dvarim Shebelev, ate him to Dvarim, that you could keep the money. Now, this Shaila is a Shaila in the Ktsais. Very and I remember that I mentioned it in class because I remember the story I said earlier. It was last year, 2 years ago. But stories always make people remember things. Someone called me with a shaila. Remember the story? Someone asked me the following shaila. He said that he has a friend we grew up with. And they were in yeshiva together, and they both got married, and they were in Kailo a few years together, they went to work. And he was matzliach, very much in business, he does very well. And his friend has been his friend all the years, he's not so matzliach, he struggles. So this friend, over the years, called him a few times. He called him the first time, when he was buying a house. He asked him to lend him money. He told him right away, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you, I'm telling you right away. But it's Hashem, I hope to pay you back. So he wanted the money to buy a house. And then the person had to make a bar mitzvah. He called him again. He asked him to borrow money. He told him the same thing. I don't know when I'll be able to pay you, but I'd like you to lend me money for a bar mitzvah. He made another bar mitzvah. I don't remember how many bar mitzvahs. I remember then the chasna started. He borrowed money for a chasna and another chasna. The person tells me that, look, after a few times I realized he's never going to pay me back. His old friend. And you know, with friends who grew up together, I happen to have money. He doesn't have money. Why am I better than him? So he said, I was muscling. And every time he called me, I said, how much do you need? And I mailed him a check. A good friend to have, right? So he tells me, this person called him now. And the person told him he wants to borrow money again. And he told him, he's Alosh, and he said, I bet you think you'll never get paid back. All these loans. So he said, yeah. So he told him, no, I have an IRA. And next year, the year after, I'm going to be 59 and a half. I can take it out. I'm taking out my IRA, and I'm paying up every penny. That's what he thought. So this person called me to ask me, Mami Shava Shaila. He said, it's Mechila Belev. He was Michael him. I asked him, did you ever tell your wife that you were Michael him? It's going to be Mechila B'Peh. He said, no, he would never tell his wife. You know, it was totally Mechila B'Leiv. And he never told the person either. It's more about Kavadik. He lent him the money. So he wants to know Mechila B'Leiv is a binding Mechila. So this is the Ktzais's Claire. And very interesting, the Ktzais brings the Marshal. Mashal says Mechila B'Leiv is a Mechila. Mechila B'Leiv is a Mechila. And there are many places in Shas, like the Chof HaShanim that I mentioned. Many places in Shas, Mechila B'Leiv is a good Mechila. The Ktzai says, can't be. It can't be. How can Mechila, Devarim She'B'Leiv are not Devarim? How could it work? It can't be. Devarim She'B'Leiv ain't a Devarim. The Arayah is in Shas. So the Ktzais brings a Marit, and the Marit says Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. All the cases in Shas where Mechila B'Leiv works. So the Marit, all those cases are Devarim and Nikarim. A Devarim, call it Shabalibay B'Leiv Kaladam, or Devarim and Nikarim, where the Mechila, it's not Devarim She'B'Leiv. Like the 25 years. It's nicker that she was meichel. Amish Rebaruch Be. Rebaruch Be say that Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. Our Tosis means that it's Devarim HaNikarim, and that's why the Mechila here is a good Mechila. And the Tzai's Paskin that way. Tzai says that a Mechila, Stam Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. If you have a friend you lent money to, and you're a meichel, now don't confuse Mechila with Yiyush. They're two different things. If you lend money to someone and you Miyayush, if he'll ever pay you, that's not Mechila. If you Miyayush, if he'll ever pay you, he's still Mechila to pay you. If he comes into money, he can pay you. But if you're Meichel, B'Leiv, that's where the Shaila comes out. So Ktzai says, Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. And the only time it's something, if it's a Dover Hadikr, if it's clear, is an Umdana that you are Meichel because of Meisim. So in such a case, Mechila B'Leiv counts. The Sivis agrees with the Ktzais. So Zichar, that's the halacha. And the Stam Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. A Mechila that's believed by B'Leiv Kaladam, that's Nikr, that's a Mechila. And that's Mamish Rebaruch Be. That's exactly what Rebaruch Be is based on. That's how he's explaining our Tosfos. Agav, this person who called, I told him, Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. But, what was the but? Remember? Mechila B'Leiv is nothing. But,
Shemitah?
No, there was a principle, I don't know if we discussed it. I tell them, but, all the money you gave him after you realize you'll never get paid. In other words, the first, let's say, let them, I don't know, eight times. Let's say the first five times he still thought he'll be paid. Then he realized, if he died, he's not going to be paid. So sixth, seventh, and eighth time, he gave him the matana. Those times, that money can't be tevaya, because when he gave it, he wasn't giving it as a loan. He called it a loan. The other person thought it's a loan. But there, Devarim She'B'Leiv HaDevarim, if it's with a ma'isa. When he handed it to him, or mailed it to him, he was giving it to him as a matana. So those times, you can't be today. The first times, that you could. Now if he's a real good friend, you won't be today any of them. But at any rate, this is the Ktzais, you say this is the Ktzais. And that's how Rebaruch Be, that's the first Rebaruch Be, the first part of Rebaruch Be, he learns this mamish into Tosfos, that Devarim She'B'Leiv ain't him Devarim. Tosfos says Mechila, Teretzis says Mechila and Nikaris.
Accept the money back. First, he wants to give it.
He wants to give him Matan. He gave him Matan.
Matan.
My father, before he was Nifter, he told me where he has a list of people that owe him money. He said, he's Mechel all of them, except if any of them are Ashirim. He thinks they're all Aniyim. But if any of them are Ashirim, otherwise Mechel everyone. So, by the Levaya, I think I mentioned it, that if anybody owes my father money, he's Michael, unless you're an Ashi. So during the Shiva, somebody came to me, Mechanach, who doesn't have any money. So he comes to me, says, "I owe your father $5,000. So I told him, "Here's Michael." So he said, "I don't want that. I want to pay anyway." So I told him, "This is your question, right? Okay." So I told him, "Listen, my father was Michael. There's no chayiv. If you want to give me a matana of $5,000, okay, you know, maybe I'll take it. But it's a matana. It's not a piraina chayiv. If someone's Michael a chayiv, you can't pay the chayiv anymore. Okay? A mechila is a mechila." Okay, that's the first nekuda in Rav Arba. Rav Arba has a second nekuda about mechila, equally important. Rav Arba has a second kasha on Tosfos. It's interesting, he quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. I don't remember Rav Arba quoting Rav Chaim, he quotes all the time. He quotes this, that he heard this b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. He has another kasha on Tosfos. It's also a big recite of mechila. Mechila is what we call in yeshiva language a sivuk. You remove yourself from something. It's not a kinyan. What I mean is the following. Let's say I own an object. Let's say I have a baseball bat. And you borrowed it from me. You have my baseball bat. And I say, "I'm Michael." I say, "I'm Michael the bat." Zero, nothing happened. Why did nothing happen? I said it. I was not even believe. Mechila doesn't tu'ayf a kinyan. The word mechila is not a kinyan. If you'll pick up the bat, it'll be a kinyan. But just my saying I'm meichel it, it doesn't do a kinyan. What is mechila? Mechila is only to be mesalek a shibud. There's a shibud. You have a shibud to me. A shibud means nothing, it's not an object. I lent you money. You're mishubid, you have obligations to me. Mechila works by an obligation. You're obligated to do something for me. I could be meichel that obligation. I could be meichel it. Then it's ice obligation. The word mechila is not one of the list of kinyanim. This is a Ramah. It's in the Reish Mem Aleph, Yechai Shemishpat. The Ramah says mechila doesn't do kinyanim. If you meichel kin metatalin to someone, it doesn't become his. The tzais on that Ramah, Reish Mem Aleph, Sukkot and Gimel, brings a raya from a Gemara. Gemara has a shayla in Kedushin. If Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi, or if Eved Kanani Gufay Kanoi, if the owner owns the book of the Eved, it says in Afkamina, if Mechila helps, let's say I have an Eved. And I'm Meichel, and I bought him, he's supposed to work for me for 6 years. I'm Meichel, I tell him, I'm Meichel the Avdus. Does that work? So it depends. If Gufay Kanoi, if I own his Guf, then Mechila doesn't work. Mechila's not a kinyan. If I own his Guf, Mechila doesn't do anything. If I don't own his Guf, he just owes me work, that's a shibud. He owes me work. If he owes me work, then Mechila does work. So Klal Godel, Mechila is not a kinyan. Mechila is a siluk. And since Mechila doesn't tu'ayf a kinyan, I can't give you things with Mechila. So Frechter Baruch Be'er, what's trying this Tosfos? I'm in a field for 3 years. I'm in a field for 3 years. And you didn't say anything. So now we're saying, you're Michael, it's my field. Well, what do you mean? If you're Michael, it, that doesn't make it my field. The field is not a kinyan. I didn't make a kinyan. There's no das to be kind. I'm saying, I came here, I'm a liyadim, davar liyadim. I thought I'm getting it. I thought I'm owning it. If I thought it was hefker, maybe you'd be right. But stam azai, I go into a field for 3 years. I'm a squatter. There's an empty house. I'm tired. I sleep there. I do it for 3 years, so that it's not a kinyan. The makna, there has to be das makna. The makna is in. Mechila is not a hakna. So because of this kasha, Rabbi Sosalanta learns, and Baruch Beck quotes Rabbi Sosalanta, that the word mechila in Tosis is lav dafka. It means hakna. How do you like that one? I don't mean just that it doesn't fit into Tosis lashon, but there's an umdina. If someone's in my field 3 years, that I'm meichel him is one thing. Okay, maybe I'm meichel. He's there. Let him be there. But that I'm maknit to him, I transfer title to him. What?
Which kinyan
was I makna? That's a good question. Good question. I don't know. Is it hefka bezn hefka? No, because here it's an undina. Hefka bezn hefka would need that bezn makes a takana to transfer ownership. But here it's not a takana; it's an umdina. But if he didn't say anything, mistami doesn't mind. So the same as Stami doesn't mind, it's also a chiddush. But to say that Mistami is maknet to him, but this is what Baruch Beck says. What I'd like you to look at for tomorrow is a short piece, the Machne Ephraim, in Hilchis Zechiyo Matana, Simin Yud Aleph. It's the last ice in the Machne Ephraim. And it's a shekel mahalach at least in how to answer Baruch Beck's parents. And the Amid Beis, I'd like to move quickly, so please stay ahead of me with the Gemara.